890, serving Northern Michigan since 1998.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Greatly appreciate the comments, the feedback, text messages. Basically, got two offers where people are willing to call other counties. That's not always going to be productive. When a local county resident calls the county clerk and requests the information, they're more likely to get it because they are the constituent of that clerk. I have Pat. She's willing to call other clerks. Another text message came in to basically that effect. You have to live in the county. That was from Russell over in Millersburg. Does a person have to live in the county to get the number of registered voters in that county? It helps. Because when you call your county clerk and you give them your name, your address, if they ask for it, they then know you're a resident of the county. They're going to be more willing to work with you than an outsider. So again, I'm going to start creating the spreadsheet. I'm going to start going through these text messages. I'll be finding the data, posting the percentages, and greatly appreciate it. Now, for example, Bob down in Hillsdale, I need clarification on your text. He says Hillsdale County has 39,181 registered, but almost 6,500 less, 32,683 are considered active. What does that mean? What is the actual number of people on the qualified voter files? There's no such thing as registered and active. You have one number. What is it? Would it be the 39,181? Probably. Registered means on the qualified voter files. I've never heard of the term active. If they're not active, then they should be removed from the qualified voter files. Active what? Like they voted within the last six elections? Because our state law says if you haven't voted in the last six elections, the county clerks, township clerks, city village clerks can remove you from the qualified voter files. If you have voted in the last six, you're considered active. I don't understand, Bob. So you got to break that down for me. But anyway, going to create the spreadsheet. I had one created, didn't like the format, going to redo it. As I start getting this information, just need the number for your county. Don't go into census numbers. Don't go into active, non-active. Just say the county and the number. And I'll understand that is the number of qualified voters you have in your county. That's all I need. I've got a search engine all lined up on my phone. All I got to do is say your county, and it gives me the data I'm looking for. Bob says, that's what the county clerk sent me. I will have to ask about the difference. Yeah, that if she's saying 39,181 are registered, Bob, that's on her qualified voter file. This other number, 32,683, considered active, I don't even know what that means. So, greatly appreciate it. Jeff in Oscoda said, I just sent a message to my clerk for the numbers. So we'll keep adding. Mark Eby, Castle Rock, working on Mackinac County voter numbers for you. Yes, just the number of people on the QVF, qualified voter files. So greatly appreciate it, guys. We got the train moving. And Pat, I greatly appreciate the offer. But again, I know you're willing to do it, but county residents usually get the answers quicker from their county clerks. So I know you're willing to make calls. I greatly appreciate that. But most clerks are not going to give outsiders that information. Why? I have no idea. It's public record. How many people are on your qualified voter files? It's that simple. But we got a lot of stories to get to, so I'm going to move on. Lansing this week, State Representative Kathy Schmaltz of Jackson introduced, sponsored House Bill 4170. What does House Bill 4170 do? Well, the state's now 4.25 unconstitutional income tax rate would be cut down to 4.05. This number matched the level the state landed on after the one-year rollbacks, which was spurred on by the 2015 Gas Tax Reduction Act. Well, in House committee on Wednesday morning, moved out of the House committee her bill. And this bill would, in fact, lower income tax back to 4.05%, representing $140 in the average taxpayer's pocket. Smaltz said that may not be a lot of money for some people in Lansing, but $140 in a single mother's pocket would definitely help her pay for groceries, fill up the gas tank. That means a lot to people, even if we think it sounds like a small amount. What happened in the Republican-controlled committee? Well, all of the Republican committee members voted to move the bill to the House floor for the vote. All the Democrats, State Representative Kelly Breen from Novi, Jocelyn Hoskins from Southfield, passed on the vote. They abstained. Other Democrats, Tyrone Carter of Detroit, Cynthia Neely of Flint, Stephanie Young of Detroit, voted no. Well, prior to the vote, State Representative Breen tried to drill down on the estimated $539 million state revenue loss for current fiscal year since House Bill 4170 retroactively starts the income tax cut as of January 1st of this year. What are we cutting in the current budget? What are we not going to be able to pay for? Breen asked Smaltz. I would say keep the $140 to pay for a road that might not otherwise get fixed. Breen added that the tax cut may end up being offset by vehicle repairs. This is usually the amount of money somebody has to spend at least for a blown tire. We might as well use that money to fix the roads instead of giving it back to the taxpayers. Smaltz responded, I'm sorry, but I think it's better for our money to be given back to the taxpayers. We have enough money already. We just need to reappropriate it better, Smaltz said. Additionally, Smaltz responded that the governor's proposed budget for next fiscal year is $1 billion more than last year's. And the current budget is chock full of pork, like hip-hop academies and splash pads. Breen interrupted her, said, I'm sorry, State Representative Smaltz. I mean, this budget that we're in right now, how are we going to go back and fix that? Smaltz responded, well, if we get rid of a lot of these earmarks that were put in past budgets, we can make sure that we not only balance the budget, but can afford the tax cuts. And she went on to say, it will not be happening this year. Well, Breen persisted. But this money was already allocated. How do you propose we fix that? Smaltz responded, we have the money to give back to taxpayers. To that, Breen gave up. While later in the morning, House Speaker Matt Hall yesterday said a vote on the income tax cut bill would come quickly, but didn't provide any precise timeline. Why are the Republicans doing this right now from a political standpoint? Well, this next paragraph, I think, kind of leads us to understand what their motivation is. Republicans are framing the tax cut on reversing what they've been calling is an income tax hike. This was based on the Democrats working together with Attorney General Dana Nessel in her 2023 opinion that the 2015 gas tax package reduced the income tax any time when the percentage increase in general funds exceeded the inflation rate for 1 year only. Republicans argued that the law that they passed back in 2015 under Governor Rick Snyder was meant to be a permanent reduction in the income tax. Well, this went to court, and the court sided with the Attorney General, Dana Nessel. So after we had basically just 1 year tax relief from 4.25 to 4.05, it went back the next year to the full amount. Well, what is actually in our Constitution? State income tax is 3.9%. Even though it has fluctuated anywhere from 3.9 all the way up to 6.35. Once we got to the 3.9% rollback plan that was passed under John Engler's Republican administration, came along Jennifer Granholm, and she raised it back to 4.35%. With a kiss and a promise that when we got back on our feet, it would be going back to 3.9. Well, Snyder only lowered it to 4.25. Final segment, we'll be right back.
If you're nearing 65, you're probably being bombarded by insurance companies by mail and phone, trying to sell you this product or that. Laura Bogdan has personally looked after the needs of seniors, taking the time to explain how Medicare works and other benefits you may not even be aware of. Laura is ready to help you today.
I'm Laura Bogdan. Call me today, 231-264-6890, 231-264-6890.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. On the phone, talking to another business looking to advertise on the radio station. I apologize. I'm like, I got to go. Please call me after the show at 12 noon. Greatly appreciate that. We will definitely hook up and talk to you about your business. Greatly appreciate it. One last thing on this income tax cut bill, probably will pass with Republican support in the House, but will go nowhere in the Democrat-controlled Senate. Unless two Democrat senators cross over and vote with the 18 Republicans. Right now, 19 Democrats to 18 Republicans with one vacancy. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has not held the special election for the 35th Senate District. So if two Democrats cross over and vote for the tax cut, question would be whether or not Governor Gretchen Whitmer would sign it. My guess is probably not. So that's where we're at. And one of the things you have to understand, this process is strictly for the Republicans to say that the Democrats have raised your taxes. They raised it through the court system. When Dana Nessel fought the one-year rollback, the judge agreed with Nessel and raised it back to 4.25. Well, the Republicans want it back to the 4.05 based on the 2015 gas tax package that Snyder and the Republicans then put in place. It was supposed to be a permanent tax cut. Nessel argued it was only supposed to be for 1 year. The judge ruled with her. So we'll see what happens. We'll continue to follow this. Now, there's a couple of events that are coming up this weekend that I want to make sure that you guys are aware of. I want to make sure that you guys know about them. Saturday is going to be busy. We have signature gathering happening in Mancelona. We're going to meet at the McDonald's at 10 o'clock. We're going to spend a couple hours in subdivisions right there in downtown Mancelona, collecting signatures, going door to door, talking to the folks. We have the clipboards. We have the sheets. We've got the information for you to show people. If you want to join us, come meet us there. 10 o'clock, 131, just north of Mancelona at the McDonald's. At 10:30, we'll be rolling into the subdivisions and getting signatures. We're going to do that until roughly about 1:30. We're going to meet back at the McDonald's, collect the signatures from you that you were able to get for us. And then we're heading to Gaylord. We're going to go to the Iron Pig Smokehouse downtown location on Main Street, where the Grand New Party PAC is doing a fundraising event. $50 at the door, $40 before online, and a great lineup of speakers. Some of the J6ers will be there that were pardoned. Also, some of the people that were charged in the fake kidnapping plot of Governor Gretchen Whitmer, they're coming, and we're going to celebrate Trump doing the right thing for the J6ers. Liberals' heads are exploding. They're trying to protest. They're trying to put negative reviews on Google and other social media websites, attacking Ian Murphy for having the Grand New PAC event there at his restaurant, downtown Gaylord, 2 o'clock Saturday. If you'd like the flyer on it, text me GRAND, G-R-A-N-D, and I'll send you the flyer. Also happening Saturday from 9 to 5, March 15, Sunday 9 to 3, the Harbor Springs Outdoors Club Gun Show. It's going to be at the VFW Post 2051. It's located at 599 West Conway Road in Harbor Springs. Tickets are $8 at the door for adults. The young children are free. And if you like more information, you can get a hold of Tim. His number, 231-838-8054, or email him at harbortim@gmail.com. He told me they're going to have like 30, 40 vendors there, firearms, all kinds of things there for you to check out. He's not really sure how many of them will be stocked up with ammunition, but it should be a very good gun show. So if you would like that flyer, text me gun show, and I'll send you the flyer on that one as well. One of the things that we're going to be looking at, talking about in the next hour, proof of citizenship to vote. Republicans in the House bringing this up, wanting to have a conversation about it. If the bill doesn't pass, one state representative says they're going to start collecting signatures. They're going to put it on the ballot. How many actual transgender girls played in girls' sports this past year? We're going to have that story. We got other information. Lots to talk about today. Top of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
LegendarySystems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and